the biggest mistake I think that new influencers are making in 2024.
It's
so much easier to grow an audience that way. Like, I feel like a lot of you guys who are new have it backwards, that the starting out as a creator in 2024 is like dating, where you can be yourself eventually, but you just can't be yourself now. And I want to like explain that and break it down a little bit. Hi there, I'm Alexandra Beter, and welcome to episode 1 of the Influencer Launchpad podcast. Let me just say, I'm the kind of person who has done so many things I never ever said I would do, and one of them is definitely start a podcast, but I have helped so many creators get into this space. I absolutely love the creator space. I think it is completely life-changing. There is nothing else in the entire world I would rather do. And I'm so excited that this podcast is going to be another way for me to help other creators who are struggling, who need tips, advice, and so much more. And we're going to do several different things with this Influencer Launchpad podcast. So we're going to have these talking head videos if you are watching this on YouTube. We're listening on YouTube. And then I'm also going to do interviews with other creators, which I think is going to be so helpful for you guys. And we're going to do creator crush-it calls with struggling creators who need those tips, or a lot of, you know, tips and advice and anything I can help them with. So if you have never heard of me before, just a very, very quick intro. Again, my name is Alexandra Beter. I primarily post on YouTube and Instagram. I've been creating and posting content online for 10 years full-time, for about 7 years, and I just cannot say enough amazing and positive things about this creator space. I have done so many things I never thought I would do, and I just absolutely love this job. There's nothing else in the world I would rather do, and I love helping other people get into this space successfully, to create content they genuinely enjoy creating, to talk about things they are genuinely interested in, and to help them find other people with similar interests that are going to follow them and support them throughout their creator career. So again, that is just, you know, a little bit about me and what I have planned for this podcast. But ultimately, I do want this podcast to just be such an incredible and helpful and real resource for you guys. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to try and like not say that all the time, but of course, there will be an audio version of this as well. I'm literally sitting here in a t-shirt and sweatpants. I do not want this to be some like buttoned up perfect podcast. I want this to be just like real. And at the end of the day, we're going to be talking to other creators who work from home. A lot of them have kids and there's noise in the background, and I want this to be like as realistic about being a full-time creator as possible, from as many different, you know, experiences and other people's experiences as possible. So I'm sure I'm going to be a little bit rusty at first, but who isn't when they do something new? And ultimately, for this very first episode, I really just wanted to talk about so many different things I think creators who are starting out either need to know or are doing wrong and honestly just wasting their time. And what I really think, if you are starting out in 2024 as a new creator, what you should be doing, what you should be focusing on, what you should not be doing. And then from there, I'm sure I'm going to think of other things I want you guys to know. So that's how this first episode is going to go, and we are just going to get into it. And guys, like, I just want to reiterate, this is not some like perfect and buttoned up podcast, because I literally just have a sticky note of a couple of different things I wanted to talk about. I don't want this to be some like perfectly outlined thing. So the first one I have for you, this is something I want to talk about because so many new creators struggle with this, and I certainly struggled with it. I was like petrified of it. So that is people finding out. You guys ask me in the Influencer Launchpad course all the time, which, okay, I also want to say with this podcast, I am not going to be like, you know, shoving the Influencer Launchpad course down your throat and talking about it constantly, but like some of these things I'm just, you know, referencing because it's happened there when I'm talking to you guys. So I have had more people than I can even count talk to me about the fear of people finding out that they're posting on social media and they want to be an influencer, and just like negativity, or, you know, their coworkers' reactions and all of that. And it's one of those things where I don't even know how to like first start talking about this. It's not that I'm frustrated, but it's just like, I feel like I've worried about this when I started enough for literally all of us that you guys don't need to worry about this. And I think like the best way I can really explain this to you guys is just that this is for them like a new hobby that you're picking up. If you are someone who has never played tennis in your whole life and in your 30s you suddenly sign up for tennis lessons, like that doesn't mean, oh well, if it's not something you've always done, you can't do it. Like, no, literally everybody can constantly reinvent themselves and try new things, and you can do that too. So there is no reason that you can't, you know, suddenly decide that I want to try out this influencer thing and see how it goes for me. And I also want to say to you guys, like, I don't think you need to shout it from the rooftops either. You don't have to just like go around and tell everybody if you don't want to, or if you don't think that they would be supportive. I really don't think with anything in life, you need to like get people on your side and get them to understand, because ultimately it's not about them, it's about you. So I think from the very beginning, tell people who are excited for you, who are supportive, who are gonna help you, you know, stay in the game and stay motivated and get that content out. But I don't think you need to tell anybody and everybody. And if there's someone who you definitely don't want to tell, like a coworker, and they find out one day, just like have your response ready, act like it's not a big deal, because it shouldn't be. And honestly, if you act like it's a big deal, it becomes a big deal. If you act like it's not, it's not. So I know it can be scary for a lot of people who are starting out to have other people find out, but just know like it's gonna happen eventually, and you know, it's not a big deal. I've also had way more people tell me that when people found out, they were a lot more supportive than they were expecting. But one thing I do want to say to you guys, and like this is something that I don't know if it comes with 10 years of influencer experience or just life experience or a little bit of both, but honestly, if somebody is not supportive of you, it's either that they are jealous because they want to do the same thing, or they're just so jealous that you even have enough like in you self-confidence and drive and ambition to try something new. Okay, so focus on the positive, focus on yourself, and just know like for literally everyone, for you know, your grandparents and your mom and your sister and your cousins and your friends and coworkers, like this is just gonna be one of your hobbies that they find out about, the same as you find out about what they like to do when they're not at work or with their family too. All right, so now I want to talk about the biggest mistake I think that new influencers are making in 2024. And this is like overwhelmingly common, where I feel like most people are making this mistake. And that is talking about a little bit of everything. People think, well, I don't want to box myself in, so I'm just going to share everything. And then they share their outfit, and then they don't post for a couple days. And then they share a grocery haul, and then they don't post for a couple days. And then they do a vlog of a vacation, riding their bike by the beach. Then they don't post for a couple of days. And then they're making spaghetti for dinner, and they're going to share that. And it's like, I feel like starting out as a creator in 2024 is like dating, where you can be yourself eventually, but you just can't be yourself now. And I want to like explain that and break it down a little bit, because I'm not saying that you can't be who you are, but at the same time, if you're sharing a little bit of everything from the very beginning, it is so much harder to grow an audience. It's so much harder to find people that relate to every little single thing that you're posting. So first and foremost, I just like literally, I beg people to niche down. And I have an interview set up with a creator who I just think you guys, especially if you're a mom, are gonna love. Well, honestly, I feel like she is just such a good example for everybody, but she's a mom and she is a coffee creator. Like the vast majority of her content is about coffee. And I'm so excited for you guys just to like hear her story. I haven't even talked to her yet, but I know it's going to be good. Because I just love finding creators who have niched down and really made a name for themselves within a niche. And I just think it's so much easier to grow an audience that way. Like I feel like a lot of you guys who are new have it backwards, that sharing everything is going to help you, but it's the opposite. Start your career niching down as much as possible. I also want to say, I say niche and not niche. It doesn't matter how you say it, but I don't like how it sounds. I feel like niche sounds better, okay? So really niching down. is gonna be your best friend. You are gonna grow so much faster. You're gonna have higher engagement. You're gonna build an audience of people who are genuinely interested in what you're interested in. And then I honestly think from there, once you've built an audience, if you wanna branch out a little bit, you absolutely can. But in 2024, we've got a lot of creators. I also wanna say it is never too late to start creating. I think it honestly gets easier and easier every single day to be a successful creator because there's just so many tips and resources for everybody out there. But I guarantee you, even if you think, and we're gonna keep this one short and sweet. I just got a call of something I need to go do, but I wanna finish this and just, I wanna give you guys one more tip because I get this question so much and people will ask me point blank who are like, I hate my job, I wanna be a full-time influencer, which platform is going to make me the most money? And I'm the kind of person, I like a straight answer. I like exact measurements, you know what I mean? I don't like, oh, well, this and that, but let me tell you, this career path is, like, there's no right answer for anybody. Just because you have a certain amount of followers doesn't mean you're gonna make a certain amount of money. And okay, that's gonna go into like a whole nother topic I'll talk about in a future episode. But ultimately, I am always gonna tell people to post on the platforms they are most interested in. And if you really, really, truly want like a blanket statement, I'm gonna tell you that generally the rates are higher on YouTube because it's a longer form platform. The sponsorships are longer, they take more time. And so if you want like a total blanket statement, I would say that. But I also would never, ever tell you to post on YouTube if you're not genuinely interested in YouTube and you don't watch YouTube because you're not gonna stick with it. You're not gonna know what the trends are because you're not gonna be paying attention to that and you're just not going to succeed. But if you are obsessed with TikTok or obsessed with Instagram, and then you follow a lot of influencers and you know the trends and you know what pops off in your niche, you're gonna be so dang good at Instagram and TikTok and you're gonna make more money there. So it really is obviously like a passion career. Nobody is an artist full time because they wanna make a lot of money. They're an artist full time because they love art. So it's like that. Find the platforms that you truly enjoy, that you're already scrolling on a regular basis, a daily basis, and that is absolutely where you are going to be the most successful. So I'm sorry to cut this first episode short. I'm really just getting my feet wet, learning how to use everything, getting a setup and all of that. But you guys, I have endless tips and things I want to share with you. And I'm so excited for future episodes. I'm so excited to help you guys. If you're watching this on YouTube and you would subscribe and like, I would appreciate it so, so much. If you're able to review this, that would be awesome too. I'd appreciate 5 stars. And if you have any questions, any topics you want me to talk about, either write them down below in the comments, or if you're shy, girl, no worries, send me a DM at the Influencer Launchpad on Instagram so I can see your questions and I'll be sure to add them in a future episode. So I've got a lot up my sleeve for this Influencer Launchpad podcast. I hope you guys got some great tips if you're a new creator or a struggling creator in 2024, and I'll see you right here in the next episode.